Lord Jesus, please bless us with a zeal for praying against the enemy, and not to be lax or lazy or to set it aside, but to do it right away and do it whenever we feel threatened. Amen. Well, my dear friends and heart dwellers, this is rather an important thing. It's a brand new binding prayer, and it's morphed into something new because we've had many situations that have revealed the workings of the enemy, and we've been making note of them. And finally, I've been able to prepare a new binding prayer for you. So I was going to describe this to you and go through it lightly, and then I was going to go ahead and record it from beginning to end so that you could use it for your devotions. So for preparation, I like to kneel just to show honor to my Father in heaven and my Lord and my Comforter. Oh, I kneel and I come before you in profound thanksgiving, Lord, for preserving my life with another day to serve you. And as a child still learning, please help me to be grateful and worship you in spirit and in truth, to see and hear you clearly. Father, I forgive and bless from my heart those who have hurt us, and I pray for restoration, healing, and conversion to all. So that's the beginning, it's the preparation. And the idea is that we need to come before the Lord confessing our own sins before we try to do anything in the Spirit. It's much more powerful once we've repented. And one of my problems has been being kind of crabby with aches and pains and not being grateful. So that's the reason why I brought that up in this prayer, because we just haven't been grateful enough. And the Lord is bringing home to me how much the gratefulness blesses him. So that's the first part. The second part is repentance and calling upon the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, to please search my heart and reveal how I have hurt him and open doors to demonic oppression, and help me to truly repent and direct these prayers so they're effective. And we've had some teachings on opening doors, especially when we judge or do anything to sin against another person, it opens the door for the demons to come in and sift us. And Ezekiel and I in our marriage have found that this is absolutely deadly behavior. And it usually happens when you're hurt. Someone has let you down or betrayed you or hurt you, and you're with your spouse and you're kind of expressing your pain, and you start finding fault with the person who hurt you instead of repenting for your own part in whatever it is and forgiving them, making an act of the will not to talk about them, but to forgive them. And let me tell you, I have that opportunity just about every day. And I still struggle with it. So part of what's in this prayer is, how have I hurt you? How have I opened doors to demonic oppression? Help me to really repent. Did I judge? I make a list here of the doors, or secretly criticize in my heart and mind, falsely accuse, gossip, cast a slur. Did I alter the truth to my advantage? Spend money meant for other things, take something that belonged to another. Did I covet, lust, or listen to something sinful? Did I disrespect my spouse, my parents, or my employer? Was I arrogant, proud, and jealous? And I just want you to know that these are all things I struggle with, so I'm sharing them with you. Have I failed to believe and act on your promises to me? I've been under tremendous attack over his promises to me, especially with music. It's been an extreme battle. And I've recognized part of what's happened is the enemy has attacked my faith. And that's the area that I'm fighting back in the strongest right now, is in my faith. And when that feeling of failure comes over me, oh, don't bother with that. You're never going to be able to do anything with your voice anyway. Just forget it, you know. When I hear that, I jump to the rescue and I say, you lying spirits, in the name of Jesus, take your lies and go back to the abyss. Because that's what they're doing. They're undermining you with these little suggestions, day after day after day, and it works. If you don't catch them and rebuke them and declare that you believe in the promises the Lord has given you, they get away with it and it works and you begin to feel hopeless. And I fight against that. So that's an important point in this prayer. And I do this prayer every morning now. Every morning and sometimes every evening. Because without it, my day just goes down the drain. It's quite amazing the difference that it makes. Have I wasted time? Did I disobey you? Did I disrespect you or take your love and forgiveness for granted? And then there's an honest pause here and a confession of sin. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, Lord, and deliver me from evil and its effects. And Jesus, please remove the doors I've opened by my sins, along with your demons, devices, and excrement to the abyss. Rick Joyner, in his books, talks about the excrement that would be dropped on Christians to cause them to sin. Okay, so there's a prayer that goes with that. And then taking authority, and I have written in this, please stand. I noticed that I'm much more on it, much more alert, much more proactive and aggressive when I stand. As a child of Almighty God, Elohim, I call upon the holy ministering and warring angels to pray these prayers with me, and the mighty warring angels to enforce them. I declare the word us to include our angels, ourselves and our families, pets and staff, and all our works for the Lord. And then I go into the binding prayer. And in this, I, of course, use the name of Jesus. I block assignments and retaliation against us, our spiritual children and physical children and workers. I cover with the blood of Jesus. I ask for strong angelic protection and Holy Spirit guidance. I call upon the warring angels to come to our aid and enforce these directives. And in the authority of the sovereign name of Jesus, I command every demon coming against us. First, I bind their faculties of communication so they can't send for reinforcement. I null and void their assignment against us. Your assignment against us is over. Undo your devices. Return what you have stolen and release us. I bind your excrement to you and send you directly to the abyss, never to be released. And that's important because the excrement hangs on the body and can cause disease and contamination and bad attitudes. So getting the excrement off of you is important. And then I address the evil forces, permanently destroying the isolating energy vortexes that they create to keep a person isolated. The circular blocks, walls, and webs, and unrecognized devices that are used to isolate. I command them to come down, never to be replaced. I repeat that prayer 3 times, and that's in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I call upon the holy angels to go before us and demolish every weapon hindering and isolating viewers from God, from this channel, from truth, from the body of Christ, from us, from one another, our family, and our pets. Because I found that the enemy attacks our animals and causes our animals not to want to be around us. And that's hurtful because a lot of us receive a lot of consolation and affection from our animals. So I've included the animals, and you can include plants as well because they also do that. They curse your pets and your plants. I disable, silence, and send to the abyss all those who created these, their leaders, backup and forces of retaliation in Jesus' name, and call upon the warring angels to enforce this. By the way, if you hear a drip drip in the background, it's raining here and it's dripping right outside my window, very noisy. So then I go to the interdimensional, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental attacks or connections and disable them. I break and forever disable these things in the name of Jesus. And I break every ties to everything evil that's used to represent us as a point of concentration to speak curses over us. I break those ties. Okay, and then I go come against, in the name of Jesus, every web of hindrance. I've seen people tied up in webs with lies and different dynamics hindering them, almost like a cocoon of lies, and it hinders people. They can't come out, they can't fly free, they're tied up in these webs and these cocoons. So I address that, and the isolation, the lies, every assignment, projection, link, cloak, curse, hex, evil wish, spell, seal, restraint, devilish wile, and most of all, my personal favorite, unrecognized devices and strongholds against us in the authority of Jesus' name. And that's repeated 3 times because they're things that they do to us that we don't recognize. But we're addressing those things when we say this prayer. Then I ask for the Lord to please send his protection, send the holy angels to protect us, and for them to make a sweep and remove every demon and evil practitioner from our borders to block every projection. We get hundreds of those a day where people project into our space. Well, I can't say for sure hundreds, but a lot. And those are the ones that we do see. The ones that we don't see, who knows? Block every projection, disable every cursed object and trap of evil, and intercept every force aimed against us. And then I ask the Lord to fortify and make impenetrable the globe of angelic protection surrounding us wherever we go. And I seal off every portal on this property through the air, the earth, fire, water, and interdimensional, so that evil forces cannot penetrate. Because we've seen UFOs in the spirit hovering over our property, causing a terrible oppression on the property. Please send your holy angels to stand guard, Lord, and stop our enemies or cursed objects and forces of evil from entering our borders or globes of protection. When people come on the property, I pray that the angels will take their company and tell them, no, you can't go in there, and hold their company back so we don't have to be the victim of that energy. And then I thank the Lord and the angels for enforcing these prayers, and I ask him to restore our faith and deliver us from evil, because our faith is the most important part of our walk. If the enemy can steal our faith, he can steal our walk. And the last thing I address is our behavior. Holy Spirit, our Comforter, please reveal the works of the evil ones, demons, and the enemy's attempts to confuse and twist communication, divide, sow lies and discord. Please help us to overcome our own pride, blindness, deafness, misunderstandings, unforgiveness, laziness, and all the enemy's attempts to cause resentment and division. Please teach us how to confess our faults, overcome judgment, bitterness, excuses, anger, and the reactions of our flesh. Please impart to us a spirit of brotherly love that is prayerful, humble, obedient, teachable, honest, forgiving, working for you with diligence, and using the time you've given us honestly. And from there, I move on to a healing prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to pass over us and to restore spirit, soul, and body, and our love for God and others. Because that bitterness can really put down roots and cause your love for others to kind of shut up, curl up. That's a really bad thing. Once those seeds take root in you, it's not good. So we ask for those seeds of bitterness to be removed. And in fact, I might just write that into this prayer. I'll get it into the printed copy, even though I didn't read it here. That's something I'm missing here for sure. I ask the Lord, whatever has not been restored to us or whatever we're suffering, we offer it to you for the conversion of the lost and workers of iniquity. And then we pray for the glory to fall on us and to increase the power and strength of our angels and send reinforcements and healing in the heat of battle. And we bless and thank our angels profoundly for their protection and pray that God will grant them divine and supernatural favor. And I like to end with something from the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Jesus, I trust in you 3 times, and make us holy, even as you are holy. And that's very, very important. So that's the binding prayer. It's interesting. I just want to let you know I'm covering the first thing is the preparation of our hearts. As you'll see, the first thing I do is to come to the Father and pray that I'll be grateful and worship Him in spirit and truth. Father, forgive and bless from my heart those who've hurt us. I pray for restoration, healing, and conversion to all. And this is an important point because the Lord can't forgive you until you've forgiven others. So this is an important thing for us not to just skip over, but to really look at. Have I forgiven those who've injured me? And that goes right into repentance, where we look at all the different ways that we could have offended God. And after that part is done, we're ready to start taking authority over the enemy. But the groundwork has been laid. It's very important for that groundwork to be laid. You don't want to go into fighting a spiritual war when you've got sins that aren't forgiven by the Lord that you haven't repented for. And I mean, we all have sins that we probably don't know about. So there's mercy from the Lord. But the ones that He's convicted us of, we need to come and repent of before we even think about getting into spiritual warfare. So then there's the taking of authority and addressing the angels, because I've seen them come to my aid so many times when I ask for it. And asking the Lord to send protection, and holy angels to stand guard and make a complete sweep. And then our behavior. So we've bound the enemy, but now we have to look at what's in us, our behavior, the things that we do out of the flesh that opens the door for the enemy. And then I ask the Lord for healing and to repair and restore us with His glory. And finally, I ask Him to make us holy. I declare my trust in Him and ask Him to make us holy, even as You are holy. And there's one more thing that I'd like to mention here. It's absolutely, literally, diabolical how the binding prayer can disappear in the house. So I make 5 copies, and I've kept this down to 2 pages, so you can have a front and a back side, and that's only 1 sheet of paper. And I laminate those 5 copies, and I keep them in different places around the house. And that way, it never disappears on me. I can always find it when I need it, and I don't lose time. So I highly recommend that you make 5 copies, front to back, because it only shows up as 1 sheet of paper, and laminate that and spread it around the house so nothing can get covered up or lost easily, and you spend hours looking for it, and it's so frustrating. And the demons do that deliberately to eat up your time and keep you from doing the prayer. So please think about doing that. It really works. So for now, I'm sharing with you probably the 5th edition of the Binding Prayer since we've been in ministry on YouTube for 3 years now. And I want to mention to you that when Ezekiel is suffering pain and I grab that binding prayer and start praying it, probably about halfway through, everything diminishes. The pain goes way, way, way back to something he can handle. So there's a tremendous amount of demonic influence involved in pain and illness. And when you pray this binding prayer, it's going to target those demons and it's going to stop them. God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you so much for being a part of our family. You're greatly loved.